Tu penses qu'il y aurait des possibilités de s'organiser sans les organisations communautaires ou sans, tu sais, sans le gouvernement?
Non, sans le gouvernement, non, parce que à moins que tu es riche. À moins que tu as gagné une couple de millions, puis c'est toi qui as fait pour toi-même. Tu comprends? Parce que they don't want to help us. If there's no foundation, money, they won't help. They'll just cut everything.
Mais tu penses qu'on peut s'entraider ensemble plutôt que de faire avec le gouvernement qu'on sait
que c'est un peu. Oui, ben, faut que tu l'as le monde que tu peux stiquer ensemble. C'est, oh oui, ça marche en premier, mais après ça, ça décolisse, là, ça pogne un chum ou quelque chose, tu les vois plus, puis l'autre, tu sais, elle s'en va, là, tu sais, s'en va en voyage, you know. You gotta need somebody that wants to stick with it and stick with it for the rest of their lives, basically. And with no fundings, nobody wants to work for free. That won't pay the rent. Nobody wants to work and not get nothing. You know what I mean? Even if they say, oh, I'm in for that. Well, we gotta have funding. Well, I'm sorry, I got a job, so I can't make it today. I'm working. I got a job, I can't make it. I got to work tonight. I got to work. Well, the next thing you know, you got nobody there to help you do what you want to do. They're all working to support themselves. So if there's no fundings from the government, they won't do it. They won't, you know, it won't last. It might last a year or two, but people slowly, all the people you had working with you, they end up going their way, you know. Because there's no funding.
Je pense pas qu'il y a des moyens qu'on peut trouver pour soit vivre avec le moins d'argent possible, ou comme
yeah, but,
des façons de faire de l'argent.
Ouais, possible. Mais le monde n'est pas ça même,
ouais.
OK? C'est comme, tu vois, si on serait capable de faire ça nous autres même. N'importe qui peut faire ça, mais comme je te dis, il n'y a pas de funding. So, à un moment donné, ça va dire, oh, ben, faut que je travaille, faut que je paye mon loyer. Si je travaille rien qu'avec mes autres, je ne fais pas d'argent. Je vais m'amasser dans la rue. So, it comes to the same thing. There's a no-win situation. Because the government, you got to have a goddamn good place. I mean a good, secure place for them to fund you. And it's got to be a... like a good program. If it's not a good program, they won't fund you. You know what I mean? And you can't say, I want to do a program without no funding. Because then you won't have nobody working with you. Maybe at first, but then, like I said, got to buy their food, got to pay their rent, you know? So everybody's going to go.
So, souvent, c'est les organisations aussi dans le sont tellement corrompus parce qu'ils sont fondés par le gouvernement aussi,
t'sais. Écoute, Darcy, là, elle s'est fait tomber un petit peu d'argent, OK? Parce que they had to do cuts. Alors, c'est sa job aussi. Cut me from working, giving me less hours, less time. Well, I can't work here no more. I can't support my rent. I can't pay my rent. You understand? It all comes back to M-O-N-E-Y. It all comes back to money. You want help, you want people to start a program. Well, the people that's going to work with you, they're going to want to be paid eventually. It's going to make conflict at the end because they didn't get money. You understand?
Mais tu penses que le gouvernement, mettons, il nous comme financerait si on voulait, admettons, combattre la police, combattre l'invasion de la police dans la communauté?
No. No, they won't.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. It's a no-win situation. Police activists, what is that, mold? Don't eat that.
It's icing, it's wasabi.
Oh.
I think as well with what you say, though, too, to organize ourselves,
yeah.
Not necessarily as a program to provide for others, but to be together. Something you say that marks me and it puts in question all the time is like, do people want to stick together outside of money or do people want to defend together? How do people want to be together outside of drug community or outside of...
See, that's the whole thing. It's like, it's going to work for a while, like I said, but then that M-O-N-E-Y is going to come in. Well, you see, if I spend all my time with you, Well, my kids gotta eat. I gotta eat. So, your big circle you'll have, let's say you got 15 people, within a year or two you'll have two people working.
Mais je trouve aussi que comme un problème avec ça, c'est que les gens vont mettre en commun certaines parties de leur vie, mais pas toutes, tu sais. Ils vont dire comme, ok, on se rassemble pour comme telle affaire activiste, mais pour comme manger puis tout ça, c'est comme, ah, oh, ça c'est ma propre affaire, je me retourne. Dans ma propre place.
Ben, c'est ça. Puis là, à un moment donné, ben, je peux pas aller à le groupe d'activistes où je dis, j'ai pas de gardienne pour mon enfant. Ou, ça va toujours être un problème. Tu comprends? Même si les autres te disent, non, oui, je veux travailler avec toi, je veux faire quelque chose pour le monde. Ça, si ça serait si facile de ça, Charlotte, on aurait peut-être bon que je serais en train de faire ça. Si ça serait rien que ça, là, ça serait plus facile. Tu sais, on aurait plus du monde que ça en fait, ces affaires de même. C'est ça, pour commencer quelque chose de même, faut que tu y penses, parce que peut-être vous autres, votre groupe est tête, mais ça veut dire pas tout le monde est tête avec votre groupe. Ça revient tout au même. Ça va venir. It's all going to boil down to money. Being paid to work. And that's what it's going to be. Because then every excuse in the book is good. Oh, I got to pay my rent. I don't make enough money sitting around here. I got to get another job. And we're not getting nowhere anyways. It's like they do all these march for housing. Lots of people go on them. But it doesn't do nothing.
Moi, je sais que si mon nez il marchait, plutôt qu'il marche pour demander au gouvernement des chiffres, il marchait ou à la police, puis qu'il se plante, tu sais, devant le BPD pour, comme, shamer le BPD ou quelque chose. Comme, j'imagine ces marches, parce que les gens, ils se rencontrent pour dire, yo, man, on est homeless, puisque on veut, genre, tu sais, squatter le Open Hammer Park.
OK, ben, regarde, écoute, ben, tu dis ça, OK, les autres ont demandé, du monde qui s'est passé avec tes caméras, parler au monde sur la rue. Okay? You're homeless. If you could have a place, would you take the place? No.
Yeah.
No, I like being homeless. I don't got nobody, I don't have to pay rent. I don't have to worry about my stuff catching on fire, just your stuff getting stolen on the street, but it doesn't matter. I took it all out of the garbage. I could always get it again.
Yeah.
You know, if I'm too high and I do the knot, I don't have to worry about my supper catching on fire. I don't have to worry about the bed bugs. I don't have to worry about the rats. I don't have to worry about the mites. I don't have to worry about the cockroaches. You live outside, you don't have cockroaches. You don't have bed bugs. See, that's what a lot of these people started going homeless. It's when all this invasion of bed bugs started coming. Cockroaches, 96, there was cockroaches everywhere here. So, it don't matter, cockroaches, it's because it's an old place. Rats, mice, you'll have them everywhere. Look, they took down these buildings and there's still mice. Look at that women's center. It hasn't been there forever. This is a new one. And you got mice all over the kitchen.
Oh, yeah.
Mm. All over the kitchen. If the food's not covered, it gets bitten by the mice, and then they cut that fruit up, throw that piece out, and feed you guys the rest.
Well, we got mice here. We got cockroaches here.
Well, yeah. Everywhere. Everywhere. It doesn't matter. Everywhere. That's the whole downtown east side now. And a lot of the Chinese people, they don't care about that, cockroaches and shit. A lot of them eat them. They don't care. You know? It's like, it's no big deal. It's part of living. It's part of life down here.
Mais c'est rendu qu'il y a bien des endroits que t'as pas le droit de coucher dehors, tu sais.
Yeah, that's what they say, but that'll never work.
It's just been criminalized, that's the thing, so it puts a threat on people to sleep.
It puts a threat on people, and then you know what? What are they going to do? There's 500 fucking people sleeping outside here. Where are they going to put them all? In jail? Where? That jail only holds 200 people. Where are they going to put the rest of the people? Going to put them in jail because they're homeless? Because they don't want to live with cockroaches and bedbugs?
Or why not push more drugs, overdose them, and get rid of them?
Well, yeah, or put out a bad drug
on
the street.
White China, shit you told us.
That's what they did in 96.
Yeah.
And I really seriously think the government had a lot to do with that good dope.
Because
they lost half of the population down here.
Bing.
And now you got all their kids down here.
Yeah.
So that half is stores half more again, plus a whole new population. All their kids.
Oh, hey, we have tears.
Well, that's different. That's because they're prostitutes. They get picked up and they drop them off there. Mm. They kill them. It's an easy place to dump them on the highway. It's like that pig farm, right?
The Pictons?
Yeah. It was easy for him. He was laughing. You know how many people he's killed and fed to his pigs? It's fucking ridiculous, man. But somebody made him mad to do that.
And I don't think he's an isolated case, or I don't think he did that alone.
Oh, no. His brother was involved with him and other thing. You know, it's just, I heard it's because he was ripped off once. Because one girl that escaped from him said, all he kept saying is, you fucking whores want to rip me off? I'll kill yous for that. You'll all pay for it. So, yeah, I still see the girl every now and then. That every time she does a hit of coke, she starts running. She runs down the street. She's paranoid. She thinks he's still around. He's gonna kill her.
Et tu penses pas que les liens, ça pourrait être aussi de comme encourager le nettoyage du quartier?
Non, ça marchera jamais. Là, tu sais, nettoyer le quartier, là. Tu peux nettoyer le quartier. Oui. Tu peux avoir du monde qui peut nettoyer le quartier avec nous autres. Regarde ça, là, dehors. Tu as un petit tortoir, là. Regarde toute la merde, là. OK? As long as there's dealers, dope dealers, you'll always have the mouth.
That's it. With the social cleansing more, I could see with the white China or bringing in a drug that's just going to wipe people out or completely fucking displace them, put them into like suburban areas.
I say, you know what?
Or engage a
Listen, you know what's going to happen? I say, this is my opinion. Right before the Olympics, 6 months before the Olympics, watch all kinds of overdose everywhere. Yeah. They'll boost up the dope. Get rid of the people.
Big time, yeah.
Eliminate half.
Yeah. Been thinking about that a lot. Yeah. Sure.
That's what they do.
Do you suppose what you prefer?
Nothing. Me, personally, I don't think nothing. You're asking me, I'm telling you. Je pense pas rien. Parce que the government's got too much pull, you understand? You want to do an organization to clean up the area? You're not going to be able to. You'll clean up for what, 5 minutes? 10 minutes after, it's going to be fucked up again.
Well, See I don't want to clean the area.
No, but you know, you want to clear the area, clean the area, whatever. It's not going to work. You know what? Every day there's people walking the alleys picking up the needles. They pick up over thousands of needles a day, every shift. So does that tell you, like, you'll never be able to clean the area, never be able to change these people's minds?
But what can we unless do to stop the cleaning of the police and of the...
You can't. You can't. That's the police you're going against.
Yeah,
you can't.
Take back the street, take back Pigeon, Oppenheimer, take back the buildings, instead of that, they'd be controlled by the government through prisons, you know?
You know what?
Prisons, social housing.
You know what? It's already sold to the government. It's already in the government's hands.
For sure.
So there's nothing nobody can do about it. You've got to wait and see what happens now.
The question remains, too, like, how do we do that without forcing these things that we feel would like to happen without representing a group of people that don't want it to happen or will not?
How many years has it been they've been wanting police brutality to stop? It's never stopped because you've got... The older people that worked all their lives saying yes to police brutality. Kill those fucking drug addicts. Get them off our street, them rapers. And
yeah.
So, and then if you want to go against the cops, you won't make it. They will win. The government will win. Even before we were born, there was activists against police brutality. Look at that Martin Luther King thing. It's still going on. And it'll never stop. It's like prostitution. It'll never stop. They could take all these people off the streets. Drugs and prostitution will still be there. It'll still be around. It'll never stop. Because the cops, they got the last word on the streets. Because they're the one with the people. Stop police brutality. I've marched that for 5 years out here. You get worse and worse every year. The police brutality gets worse and worse. So you don't win. You understand? It's like the government, they got so much say on it. And it's too hard to go against the government because it's a no-win situation. You know, do you understand what I mean? Like, it's very hard. It's like, you want to start something up. Look at Harsha. She's an activist. She's still going on, and it's not, she hasn't made a difference nowhere.
Yeah, I don't agree with the way she does, though, you know?
Yeah, but that's her. But her husband, her boyfriend's an activist, too. And he gets followed by the RCMP and jacked up on the SkyTrain. If you're too much of an activist, they think you're a terrorism. You're going to blow people
up.
Straight
up, for sure.
So then they'll never help you and they'll never back you. And there will always be fucking bullshit on this street. I don't care. They tried in 96 to shut the street down by giving everybody that fucking fucked up good dope. And I know the government had something to do. They had to have something to do with it. What do you think? All that dope they bust everywhere. All that pure dope they bust before it even gets to the street and gets cut up. All of a sudden you got a good batch of real good dope out on the streets. Everybody's going under. Everybody's ODing. How about? The government's got a lot of fucking pull, I'm telling you.
Yeah, where the fuck is that shit made? In the hotels? You know what I mean?
Like, nope. Where does that nope. Stuff come see, from? That's where it's from. It's probably made in their own labs.
Yeah.
Their own police labs, you know? Well, who knows, right? It's not made in these hotels because if you could smell it, you get busted, right? But it's like, that's the whole thing. It's like, and all the owners of these hotels here are slumlords. They just want money. Money. So if they think they could shut down the Balmoral and open up for the Olympics and they'll make a bunch of money, they're wrong. They're wrong. These people aren't going to come out. They can't even move these people for the Olympics, okay? And what? You going to move them to Whistler with the Olympics? Where are you going to move them to?
Put them on display at Whistler.
You know? Look, they're going to move them to another area? Oh, well, let's dirty that area now. You know, they can't do that. You know?
It could be a good tactic, though, to move people, displace them out of here to other suburban areas to enforce more police control in other areas as well.
Yeah, but you see, the cops in that area will just go as bad as the cops here. Because these cops, they don't stay always in this area. After they've busted too many people, they go to the next area. Like, there's cops from down here I see in the West End.
For sure.
Well, West End cops. Old cops from here. They rotate them.
I think in the West End too is that. C'est que tu,
in the West End?
Sont des palais, parce que sont des citoyens. C'est quasiment tout le monde sont
souvent no. Des palais. You should see the amount of drugs that get sold in the West End. It's all done in apartments.
Yeah.
These fags, they like to do fucking cocaine. They do.
It's a lot of coke up there.
Yeah, there's a lot of cokes up there in the West End.
Do.
It's not rock.
Right.
It's powder.
Yeah.
The Chinese people, wherever there's a lot of Chinese people, I'm sorry to say, look for the heroin. Because that's what they're into. It's heroin. Cocaine, make money. Now you got all these black guys coming from everywhere. And they start running everything down here.
Why is that? Why do they start running everything?
It's just how it is. Their dope is better, so they get all the people to come to them for it.
That's it.
Whoever has the best dope is in business. Once they sell this guy a pound of cocaine, if he steps on it 7 times, oh well, that's his business. We sold it good. So it all comes down to the same fucking shit. You know, everywhere you go. So at the West End, it's more quieter. People get high in their houses, not in the bars. You know what I mean? Not on the street. You smell pot on the streets in the West End. You don't see people constantly doing crack there. Not like here.
But I'm just not against. I don't know. It's my own personal opinion. But I'm just tired of people saying, like, well, go in your house and do it. I'm like, see, I don't think it's any better. I just don't like the fact that we think it's preferable to hide doing that shit in our own homes. That makes it more acceptable.
Well, you know what? It's better more to do it in your own home where you don't have to do it in front of little kids that walk by. So you got to look at it in all apps, all ways. Little kids go in the sandbox at the Oppenheimer Park, and what do they find? Needles. If you have a kid, you want your kid to play with the needles? No. We don't. Well, see, it's kind of like, I find this area down here should be banned to all kids. Because it's not a place for kids.
But it's banned for many kids. Many women here have had their children taken away.
Because they're junkies.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, the people, yeah, but I know a lot of fucking people will sit there and say, I got my kid taken away just because I live down here. Okay, now, let's have the truth. Let's have the truth. I know people that live down here. They don't do drugs. They don't get their kids taken away.
Mettons les chambres des hôtels.
Well, you can't have kids in hotel rooms. That's automatic. It's not a safe environment for them. To have the bathroom down at the end of the hallway? You can't do that with kids.
Ouais, puis juste la chambre est trop petite, légalement.
Of course, it's not safe for kids.
Mais il dit ça, mais c'est plus comme...
C'est de la drogue, qu'est-ce que tu t'es dans tout?
C'est plus comme... Il dit pas ça, tu sais, mais comme... Aller à la salle de bain, où est-ce que c'est quelqu'un qui shootait, tu sais, putain.
C'est ça, ou quelqu'un est mort, ça t'arrive, en train de faire une overdose, ou whatever. C'est... Qu'est-ce que tu voudrais-tu amener tes enfants à un hôtel ici? Franchement, là. T'as pas vu tous les hôtels ici? Vous autres, votre appartement. Va checker toutes les chambres et toutes les toilettes, comment ça marche, c'est ça. I'll tell you. I would never bring a kid in a fucking room. But that's why we call it Skid Row.
Pourtant, je vais pas nécessairement protéger les enfants.
Hein?
Je vais pas nécessairement comme cacher les réalités aux enfants, mais je sais pas, tu me poses la question. Comme, je sais pas vraiment quoi dire, mais je trouve pas que comme, ce serait mieux de vivre avec un enfant dans un condo, you know? Ça, c'est comme...
Ben, moi, je dis oui. Moi, je vois pas mes enfants. Hé, hey, là, des violeurs, c'est là, qu'est-ce qu'il va pourrir n'importe qui, aussi. Violer tes enfants à la toilette, ton enfant s'en va pisser. Le gars, il vient jouer sur le gym, il décide, il veut se mettre, là. Il viole ton enfant. Tu penses ça, c'est correct?
Non, c'est
ça. C'est pas correct. That's why it's happened. That's why kids are banned in the hotels downtown. You go to Holiday Inn. It's different. You have your bathroom in your room. Some have a little kitchenette. You know, it's not the same thing. You can't compare this to other places. You can't. Anybody that thinks their kid's safe down here, it's not. You got to watch everywhere they walk. That's just part of Skid Row. But they got BC housing where they got kids down here on Jackson. Okay? But do you think their workers aren't on them? We got to try to get you a better place to live. And then they always make sure the person, they get drug tested and everything. If you piss positive for drugs, then they take your kid away. They can't just say you're on drugs and take your kid away and not test you. They have to test you. If you test positive for drugs, and it depends what kind of drugs, they can take your kid away. And I don't blame them. I don't. Because if you're going to have your kids while you're sitting there on the nod, on heroin, well, if that kid plays with the lighter, sets fire. Why should that kid die, man? You're not. You can't turn your back on a kid. You always got to keep an eye on the kid. You always do. You don't want kids to take precautions. Don't get pregnant. You know what I mean? But you got to watch them. You got to make sure things are okay. That's everybody knows that. That's how it is. It's not like way back in the 60s with the hippies with their kids and everything. It's not like that no more. And it doesn't work like that. They didn't have what they have here, the drugs they got nowadays, today. You know, the drugs have a lot to do with a lot of the bullshit going on.
Ouais, c'est ça. C'est que j'allais dire, je sens que juste dans beaucoup de ce que tu dis, par rapport à ici, un des gros problèmes que tu mentionnes, c'est la drogue.
You know what, there's girls here, okay? They're on the streets, and they're young, okay? Ils sont jeunes. Ask them what their childhood was like. Well, every time mommy brought home a boyfriend and she'd go to sleep, he'd fuck me. He was high, so he'd be horny. Mom would be sleeping. He'd fuck me. Well, I learned to accept it because it's okay. If my mom does it, why can't I? Now, I would hate my kid to fucking tell me that, you know? I did drugs. I never did drugs in front of my kids, ever. Never in front of my son. I was never around him. I don't agree with it. That kid didn't ask to be born. It didn't ask to be molested. It didn't ask to be abused.
And then to continue the vicious cycle, too, the child who's been fucking abused will turn to drugs to, like, calm and
course
the pain. Yes,
to forget the pain.
Sure.
So that's what happened to these kids here. They're all on dope here because their parents are all dead of overdoses or stabbed or killed. A lot of these kids here, I know them because I used to hang out with their mother. So it's a vicious circle. And then most of the girls you talk to, every girl down here, everyone's been raped just about. And it's always inside the family, the mom's boyfriend or whatever. Or beaten. The boys, they've been beaten. Well, my mom's boyfriends were drunk and high, and they'd beat me, you know. I'd say I'm hungry, I'd get a punch in the face, and that's how it is, man. That's, you know, it's just how it is. Tu quais ma finis, là?
Oui, on peut arrêter ça.
Ouais, j'en ai assez, là.
Yep.
Ça va jamais changer. Toutes les skid rows, c'est pareil, OK? Il y a toujours la dope, il y a toujours la violence. The toujours, the police brutality. And it'll never change. Why do you think I want to move at the beginning of August? If I'm in another area, the pigs don't even look at me that much. If I'm here, I'm not secure. I'm not worried about the fucking people. I'm worried about the cops. It's not the people. C'est pas par personne, c'est moi. C'est les cochons, j'ai peur de... Avec les cochons, tu peux pas jouer, man. You can't win with them fuckers. Especially the Skid Row cops, okay? Because all the judge takes their side. Judge, they get out. They're finished being a judge. They get in the underground, they take their car, and they leave, right? Well, what did they see driving out of the area? On the corner of the street? Oh, I believe the police officers before I believe them. So it's a no-win situation. Police brutality will always have here. Anywhere where there's Montreal, Saint Leon, Montreal, Saint Catherine, Saint Laurent. You got police brutality there too. I remember. My teeth, I remember. Wherever there's drugs sold, you got police brutality there too. If it's a Skid Row. Montreal, c'est Saint-Lena, Saint-Catherine, that's Skid Row. They got problems. Can't change it. It'll never change. You're forgetting the judges will take more the police side than the human person side. Regardless.
And I think what we forget to mention too a lot is that, like, even if these people die or overdose or leave or whatever happens, there's kids, so there's people out in the suburban areas to date now that are taking drugs that won't necessarily be able to find it as accessible or as often or as convenient as they want, who will
That's
move
right.
down here to get their fix and then end up living here too.
So yeah, they live down here because it's more easier down here.
Yeah, straight up, for sure. So we'll always grow as well with the need, with the demand that's constantly here.
Everybody knows.